Good morning, everyone. You're listening to the World Teacher Program for Share International New Zealand on Planet FM 104.6. Each Friday morning, we bring you information from the teachers of the Ageless Wisdom. The purpose of our program is to introduce Maitreya, the world teacher for the Age of Aquarius. Maitreya does not come alone. He brings with him the Masters of Wisdom, a group of highly evolved teachers. They work in many fields and can teach us the art of living, how to live in right relationship with each other. With their inspiration, we can transform our civilization, creating justice and peace for us all.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the program. I'd like to read today a couple of articles, and the first one is titled People Power Transforming Lives, and it's two stories from a total of three that were included in the October 2022 issue of Share International magazine. They're written by Dominique Abdelnour, who's a group member living in France. Here's the first of the excerpts. People power manifests itself in many different ways among those living in difficult and deprived places or doing hard physical work. For example, many young people organise themselves to live with dignity and to take control of their destiny in innovative ways. Manual workers take on responsibilities in local or political associations. So here's the first example. It's titled Self-Organisation of a Neighbourhood. Diangu Traore is an activist against police violence and bad housing. In 2016, she became the spokesperson of Frank Moisin Citoyen, which means Citizens Association of Frank Moisin. And Frank Moisin is a neighbourhood in Saint-Denis near Paris. A local association whose goal is to transform the anger and suffering of impoverished Saint-Denis residents into a collective force for discussion, self-organisation and transformation. She publicly rails against problems that are usually kept quiet, such as bed bugs, rats and rent increases. She talks about practical difficulties for poor people during the pandemic, such as the difficulty of paying for meals when school canteens are closed, or for ink cartridges to print lessons when the schools are closed. To her, inter-neighbourhood solidarity has always existed, for example, in the sharing of food between neighbours, which developed particularly strongly during the lockdown. She explains how when you lose your salary, you have to choose between your rent and your food. In a Mediapart interview, and Mediapart is an independent French online investigative journal created in 2008 by the former editor-in-chief of Le Monde, she calls on the minister in charge of her city to take real action to improve the life of the poor and seek dialogue with inhabitants when planning an urban renovation project, taking into account their need for a dignified rehousing. Diangu Traore believes that defending social security and public services is linked with the fight for a decent housing neighbourhood association. This is political activism, and she became moderator and speaker of the Parlement de l'Union Populaire, which in English is the Parliament of the People's Union, in preparation for the recent 2022 French elections. The next little story here is titled From Hotel Maid to Parliament. Rachel Keke was born in the Ivory Coast in 1974 and migrated to France when she was 26. She became a hotel maid in 2003 in the Hotel Ibis Batignolles in Paris. Being a hotel maid is a very physically demanding job. She describes the job as one that destroys the body, and she says, "Sometimes we are so tired that we cry." With the help of the union, CGT, she led a victorious struggle with 20 other workers against the Accor group. Nobody believed they could win, but after a 22-month fight, they obtained a substantial wage increase, reduction in working hours, and the cancellation of the transfer of the 10 workers suffering from an occupational disease. They resisted threats and intimidation. They often used creative methods like celebratory occupation of the hotel with rhythmic songs and dances. And one song, an English translation, has the words, "Scrub, scrub, you have to pay, slavery is over, outsourcing is over." Their objective was to become visible. In a Mediapart interview, Keke declares, "We are racialized women. If we weren't black, we wouldn't have been treated like this. This work was destroying our bodies. 13 people were sick because of this work." She demands that politicians deal with the exploitation of immigrant workers, especially through subcontracting, which generates much suffering. In May 2022, she was elected to the French Parliament's National Assembly with La France Insoumise, which means France Unbowed. The spokeswoman for the struggle of the cleaning ladies of the Ibis Bagtwinal defeated the former Minister of Sports with over 50% of the votes against 48%. She won against prejudice that the working class does not have the cultural and mental knowledge to work in politics, which is a way of imposing the bourgeoisie domination and the perpetuation of social inequalities. In the Parliament, during a discussion on the increase of the minimum wage, she harangued the French MPs, coming mostly from privileged classes, and said, "Anyone who has never earned 800, 900, 1,000 euros per month, not per day, cannot know the pain of essential work." And these articles were sourced from the Guardian.com website, from Mediapart, and from MadeInPerpignan.com. This next article is on the theme of education from the same October issue, titled "Education in the New Age." The articles below by Benjamin Krem's master take the notion of the good citizen for granted, but also go much further. The essential aim of education for the new age is to enable the person to grow an understanding of him or herself as a soul in incarnation. Knowing this with deep certainty allows us to take up our place in society and to contribute with joy, a sense of meaning, and an understanding of the unity of all life. Secondary to this growing awareness will be the knowledge and skills that are commonly thought of as the aims of education, and that will enable the person to take up their place in society, or, indeed in some cases, to contribute to remake our world. But knowing that we are soul and incarnation is the basis for everything else. And here's one of two articles by the master, titled "The New Education." In seeking insights into the direction which education in the new age might take, it will prove useful to establish the basic purpose which education serves, and so throw light on the inadequacies of present educational approaches. Firstly, it must be understood for whom education exists and the process by which it carries out its function. This may be less obvious than at first sight may seem to be the case, for man has long been ignorant of his true nature and constitution, taking the part for the whole and ignoring, to a large extent, his essential being. Man, as a soul in incarnation, is an emerging God, and through the law of rebirth is advancing slowly to the demonstration in full splendor of that divinity. Education, in its true sense, is the means by which an individual, through a gradual expansion of conscious awareness, is fitted and fits himself for that goal. All that aids this process is education, however formal or informal the method might be. In today's sense, education is a feeble thing indeed, ensuring only the minimum requirements for an understanding and control of man's environment. Few there are who know more than the rudiments of life's meaning and purpose, caught up, as most people are, in the daily struggle for existence. Whole nations today are all but illiterate still. Elsewhere, facts-full minds stand idle for lack of meaningful work. Education for jobs has replaced education for life, while more and more the stresses and strains of such imbalance erupt in violence of all kinds. Education should be understood as the means by which the indwelling God is contacted, known, and given expression. Traditionally, religion has been seen to serve this purpose, and religious education remains a bulwark in many countries today. However, religion is but one of many paths to God, and ways must be found which will allow all men to know and to express their experience of divinity. To this end, the new education should address itself. The fact of the soul, the divine intermediary, must gain general acceptance, and techniques of contact with this higher principle gain common usage. When the race structure, evolutionary development, and purposes of the soul are known and documented, a more scientific approach can be made to the education of both children and adults, and a new meaning given to the process by which men learn to become gods. All of this awaits the earnest endeavours of those working in the educational field. Fitment for such tasks should be the aim of all aspiring to teach the young. Never has a better opportunity for service presented itself to those ready for the challenges of education for life in the new age, which now opens before us all. A new vista of possibilities will soon appear as men grapple with the problems of separation and division. This will release the forces and inspire the techniques of training and teaching, which will bring men in due course to the feet of God. That first article was published originally in the January-February 1988 issue of Share International magazine. This next one is titled The Age of Light. In each century, a few men emerge who tower over their contemporaries. Their gifts are manifest, their genius shines forth for all to see and acclaim. We know them as the great discoverers, the painters, writers, musicians, and scientists, whose work has led humanity forward in a growing awareness of itself and its potential. In recent times, their emphasis has been on science and the expansion of human knowledge. This has prepared the way for an extraordinary awakening of men's minds on a scale until now beyond hope of achievement. Man stands today on the threshold of a new enlightenment, of discoveries which will cast into the shade all previous accomplishments. This coming time will be known as the Age of Light, and light in all its meanings and manifestations will become the provenance of man. Already the signs are there for the discerning that man is knocking on the door that leads to the chamber of light. Ancient darkness and ignorance are being banished as men grapple with the implications of new insights and technology. Soon the science of light, the divine science, will be revealed to man's astonished gaze, and a major landmark on man's journey of evolution will have been reached. Until now, only the specialist few have access to the science of light, but already steps are being taken to make its benefits available for all. The needs of all for power and light will be met safely and simply, the sun itself being harnessed in this cause. United in love under the banner of Maitreya, men will forge new pathways to the stars. As man explores her mysteries, nature will yield up her secrets and reveal the ordered beauty underlying all. Thus will begin a new and simpler life under the guidance of Maitreya and his disciples. Cheerfully, men will relinquish the divisions of the past and enter into a new harmony with all that lives. For long, men have searched in vain for the key to this yearned-for harmony. Always, their highest aspirations and efforts have been to no avail. Now, for the first time, the dawning realization of oneness is impressing men to share and to regulate their living along more just and safer lines. And that article by the Master was originally published in the January-February 2009 issue. And we carry on. I think the rest of this is quotes from Benjamin Krem. In seeking insights into the directions which education in the new age might take, it will prove useful to establish the basic purpose which education serves and so throw light on the inadequacies of present educational approaches. This is obviously true. If we do not know the purpose of education, if we do not know the nature of the being of the people we are being asked to educate, and if the present educational methods and approaches are not changed, then it is obvious we will not make much progress in training the young and adults for the experience of life in the new age. Life in the new age will be completely different from all previous experiences on this planet. None of us, except the most evolved, will have gone through the stages of enlightenment and the resulting growing meaningfulness of their lives under the instruction of the Masters of Wisdom. In this coming time, the Masters will be living openly in the world. Large number of the Masters are involved in education of some kind. Their disciples will become the teachers, in the first place, of the people who will most likely perform the main task of training and educating all groups, young and old, in this coming time. As the nature of the human constitution and the aims of life on planet Earth are realized, as the world becomes more and more united through sharing justice and peace, so more and more people will find in themselves the need to know about who they are, their purpose in life, and their stage in evolution. People will talk a great deal about evolution, which will become the most significant factor on planet Earth. The evolution of human consciousness and the development of all the kingdoms of nature will dominate the thought and purpose of men and women everywhere. As people become more aware of their identity as souls and incarnation, they will begin to express more of their soul quality. Therefore, the intuition will begin to work in people in whom it hardly plays a part today. More and more, we will intuit the possibilities and meanings behind the outer appearances of life. We will want to know who we are in all aspects. Why were we born? Were we really born before? Are we really the result of a succession of lives through the law of rebirth? Can't finish this article, unfortunately. We've run short of time. Thank you very much for listening. If you'd like more information, check out the website, share-international.org. Otherwise, email us at sharenz@yahoo.com. Wishing you all a lovely week and hope you can tune in next week.
Sky, 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 tower. planet